back to Schreifeningen. Down on the front, there's no dog shit anymore. And someone says, oh, didn't you know? From the 1st of May, they're not allowed down here. Instead, there's booths, like little houses for eating and tanning, and margaritas advertised in chalk on blackboards, and mountains of deck chairs, and behind the booths, there are boys and girls kissing with their legs tangled around each other like seaweed. And they've put down wooden boards to walk on, made tiny footpaths and set out boxes of flowers and umbrellas and red plastic tablecloths. And there's a place where little kids can ride miniature mechanical cars around as long as they follow the arrows. And I say, whoa! What's happened to the sand? It's all booth and no beach. Where's the dog shit? I still remember the one I saw outside the pool on a Saturday, curled turd with a tiny flag stuck in it. The Dutch do have a sense of humour. And I say, whoa, where's the ice and that thick white frost? The dolphin fountain is playing now, and there's only one thing, still the same, and that's the steel-eyed ocean breaking in, cold as ice. It remembers me. Still no one swimming in the North Sea. Willie says to me, the North Sea is not well known for its famous seaside resorts, and I say no. And we stretch our legs up the beach. Chinese kids speaking Dutch, eating salami sausage sticks in a brugia or bun. Shut my eyes and remember a winter spent at a summer seaside resort. Polystyrene cups crushed in a dark corner of the pier. The cold grey water breaking around the pylons. I felt scared when I watched. The white frost covered the sand in dimples. A southern baby, it was all new to me. And I'd walked and walked along the shore, thinking about it, turning it around and upside down until it was mine.